Hello.
Hi, may I please speak to Amy?
Who's calling?
It's Melissa calling from Eagle Home Care. I'm sorry, from Family First Care.
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Miss Amy, how are you?
Okay.
I was following up because we're still missing a couple documents for Richard. I don't know if you wanted me to reach out to him directly or reach out to you, because he didn't make it to his appointment for his TV on the 20th, so we have to also reschedule that.
Right. So on the that can be rescheduled now. See, I'm just having a couple of really, really bad days right now. They told me he can just come in with his ID. Do you know anything about that?
To get his TV, they usually have to schedule an appointment. Unless he goes to somewhere else specifically and he gets it done, the only thing is that for those, we only cover up to $70. I don't know how much they charge for him to get that done, if he goes somewhere else.
So this is at LabCorp where he's got to schedule that.
Oh, so we're trying to schedule it at Quest. So if he goes to LabCorp may charge anywhere from like, could be up to like $300. We only cover $70 from if he goes outside of anywhere we sent.
Well, Monica scheduled it at LabCorp, the
No,
LabCorp
it would
for
be
me.
no. It's it would be no. It was through mobile health. The QuantaFirm. Oh, okay. So then maybe they do it through there to LabCorp. Okay. Let me. But is it okay? Does he have like a specific time and day that he should be able to go?
Like I said, like some days, like I have bad days, I can't be left alone. Like, I would say I would say tomorrow would probably be the best. But Ben himself told me, that he can just come in because it was already scheduled just with his ID and do it. But I mean, it's I definitely want to get it done before the end of the week to get this going.
Yeah. So let me have I'm gonna speak to Monica about it to see if we can maybe if he schedules it for that day and then that day he's able to walk in at any time to do it, that's probably it. I don't think they'll like if he comes in, like if it was scheduled yesterday and he comes in today, I don't know if that would work. But I'll speak to Monica to see what she tells me and if anything I'll give you a call back. But he is still also missing his IDs and 2-year proof. Do you know, should I reach out to him in regards to that?
No, I actually have that right here. So, I have it right here. Like I said, I've had some really bad days, that I haven't been able to move too much.
No, I
So that's
understand.
in, that's all is the IDs.
So I have here I-9. So yeah, so it would be his IDs. If his ID was issued within 2 years, it should be okay as a 2-year proof. If not, we need like a 2-year proof of residency in Pennsylvania. It could be like an old bill with his name, address, and the date. Or if he has an old ID that was expired, anything that has his name, his address, and a date showing that he's been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years will suffice. If he doesn't find one, the only thing is that we would have to go and have him fingerprinted, which then takes a little longer.
Yeah, but now I have an expired ID
Oh,
for him, and
perfect.
I have his
Okay.
current ID.
Oh, no. So if you have an expired ID, you can send that one with obviously the current one and his social. And that suffices as a 2-year proof and his IDs and then his TV. That's the only thing that he's missing. Those three things.
Okay. All right, and then I just have to verify with Monica. There's not going to be any lapse in the pay for him, correct? Because
Correct. So,
his upcoming pay for vital support will be, well, it's actually next Friday, but he gets paid a little early with the direct deposit. I know I got to send that over also,
Correct.
because I don't think I sent that quite over. So how would that work? Like, what if he starts midweek? Like, there can't be a lapse in his pay.
So how it would work, we haven't been able to reach the service coordinator, so no change has been done. So how it would work is that, let's say, for example, you say, I want to start next week, Monday. As long as all his information and documents are in, there should be no issues. The only way that there may be a little issue is if, let's say, we say you want it for Monday and he hasn't completed his documents or something's still missing and he's still not fully hired. Then that's the issue. So if you think that, let's say, by example, next week, Wednesday, he should be okay to have everything in, we'll obviously let the service coordinator know that we want to start on the 28th, giving just a random day, which is a Wednesday. And he should get paid last day with his current agency, the 27th, and we start the 28th.
Okay. Well, no, his
I'm
okay.
just giving random dates. It doesn't have to be those dates.
All right, and then what do you need from my service coordinator? Do you need
I think we have the service coordinator's info. You would just have to let them know when you want to start.
Okay. All right. Because she actually called me yesterday. But I'm really under the weather. So I told her I would call her back, and I wasn't able to call her back at the end of her business days. So can we just schedule the appointment for him for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to have Monica let them know. What time works? Do you know what time you think may work best for you guys?
Well, the morning's not good for me at all. So
do like 12, 1?
Well, I think it was scheduled for 1:30.
So we could still do 1:30. I can ask.
Yeah, so if 1:30 tomorrow, I'll get the ID over, and then I'll call my service coordinator now. And what do I need to tell her? Just give her the phone number?
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure we sent an email giving her a heads up. Let me just triple check. It was just to let her know of the start date. So she knows that it's our agency, so you just let her know that you wanted to switch to Family First Care, and you can just let her know when do you want to start. So when do you think we should be ready to go?
I mean, I would hope by Monday, because that would be ideal, because that's when his pay would end. So if he started there Monday, does he get paid next Friday? How does that work?
So it would be a week out. So let's say, for example, this week he finishes out with the current agency. Let's say we start Monday. Next week it would be his last paycheck from the current agency, and the week after will be the first paycheck from ours. Because remember, everybody just pays the week before. So like this week he's going to get paid for last week. So anything he does for this week from the current agency will be paid next week. And then we start the week after that. I mean, we pay the week after that. Does that make sense?
All right, so, not really, but all right, so.
meaning he won't have a lapse in his pay, because he'll get a paycheck, right? Even though he starts with us on Monday, this week that he's working, he'll get paid next week. So he'll always have a paycheck on Fridays. So let's say, for the last week he worked with the current agency, he'll get paid next week. And then when the first week he starts with us, he'll get paid the following week. So he'll always get a paycheck. There wouldn't be a lapse in his pay.
And his schedule's on Monday through Sunday, so that doesn't hold up anything? Like he works Monday through Sunday, 9 to 5?
No, that shouldn't be an issue at all, because that's exactly – so the thing with Pennsylvania is that every agency, it's the same schedule. Like everything starts on Mondays, so it'll be he'll get paid from Monday to Sunday on the paycheck. So the first day he won't lose a day of his pay either, because since the first day of the week is Monday for Pennsylvania pay, he'll get paid for that week as long as he starts on Monday. And even so,
okay.
If, let's say, for example, he starts on a Wednesday, the other agency still has to pay him from Wednesday, like up to that Wednesday, and then we pay from Thursday going forward or whatever it is. So he shouldn't lose pay at all. The only way if his pay would be short is if he doesn't clock in and out from one of the agencies, and then that would be affecting. Other than that, it shouldn't be any issue.
Right. So what is the clock out procedure with your agency?
So it has to either be a home phone, like a landline, or it has to be the app, the EVV app, which we'll show him how to use.
Okay, because right now it's through HC something.
So the HC HC thingy-majiggy app is for like his pay stubs.
I'm sorry, it's through
HHA?
I believe it's
called HHA Exchange.
Right, and then you guys have a code for your company.
So it would be the same code, because it's the one code that he'll get, like his own code. It's his own code in general for that app. So what we do is in his profile, because he can work for 1,000 agency at this point, just like FYI.
That's the clock in company.
Yes, that's the code. We can find, if he doesn't have the code, we can always find out on our end, and we'll plug it in, and then your case will show up on our end when, I mean, she will show up on his end when he clocks in and out.
Right, because, like, this, when he clocks in, it comes up under vital support, whatever.
Correct.
Right. All right. So the clock in would just be the same, like his, like I have his username, his password. So
correct.
He would just go about the same
the
way.
Exact same
show,
way.
And it, but it'll just show up on your end, not theirs.
It was correct.
Okay. All right. As long, because it's attached to my name, so you know the spins and everything, that'll automatically be sent over. I just don't want no lapse. Like I said, I've really, really, really been under the weather since the day I started this, and it's just, it's really not been great. I have not been having a great few days, which is, you know, very difficult.
I understand.
You know, on everybody's behalf. But,
so he'll
have to, if he has a test on tomorrow, and I put in for the day, being Monday, regardless, I'll just have him keep clocking in at the same spot. That'll be no change.
Correct.
Now, and I will tell you, sometimes I do have difficulty with my phone, which is, you know, the phone that shows that it's close. Do you have manual timesheet if there is any problems with the clock in and clock in?
Yes, the coordinator that would be assigned to your case will provide you the timesheet if there is any issues. You just have to let her know what happened, and they should be able to give it to you. That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, if one of them can be emailed to me.
Oh, so it's an electronic timesheet. It's not like a paper one timesheet.
Oh, all right. So it doesn't have to be written out.
So you would, but you would have to put in the information like on the phone, and then you have, when you have to sign for it, it has like the little box where you sign for your signature and his signature.
Right. Yeah, but how do we do that if it's not printed out?
So it's a link. So like when you, just like when you do the hiring for us, that you, it gives you like a text box where you can scribble your so you'll put in the information on the phone, and then when it comes to the box where he has to sign with his finger, he'll sign, and you'll sign with yours.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So something just came across from Monica for me.
Yes. She's going to send you a link in a few with the confirmation for the appointment for tomorrow and the address of where to go. She just said to have him bring his ID because he's going to need that at the time of the appointment.
Yep. Okay. All right. So I did just get that. And then is it his responsibility to get it back to show that it was done, or does that automatically get sent to you?
We get a notification that he's there, and then we'll also get the results on our end. So as long as he shows up and gets it done, that's all that matters right now.
Okay. And my service coordinator through my health insurance, like I said, she did call me yesterday, and I was unable to speak to her. I'm having a really hard time. Should I reach out to her?
Yeah, you can let her know.
Okay, and just let her know. But I don't have to give her any information. I just need to let her know that.
You can,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to send her an email because I know that Ruth sent an email to her on Tuesday. So what I'll do is I'll send an email and let her know that I spoke to you and you wanted to request the authorization for Monday. She's going to obviously give you a call back to reconfirm because technically speaking, I can't say this and this on your care. You have to determine what you want to do. But I can let her know that we have spoken and you are okay to start on the 26th. So that way she can, when she speaks to you, in the email it does have our information. You could just let her know it's Family First Care. Not home care, just Family First Care, and that way she'll know it's us.
Okay, Family First Care, because I would say Family First Care. Okay, hold on a second, because I keep saying Freedom Care. I don't know why. Family First Care. Okay. And then as far as his medical, I haven't been able to go over, like, the different packages that were sent, because that's a real important thing.
Mm-hmm.
When did that... Do you know when that takes effect? Like, because I'll try to do it sometime today, but definitely by the end of the day tomorrow to see which, you know, package is best. Does he automatically get enrolled?
I think it's 60 days after employment those things kick in, the insurance.
Okay. I was told 30.
Let me confirm. Hold on. Don't hang up, Ms. Dynamica. 1 second.
Not a problem.
Sorry, Ms. Amy. So, yes, it's 60 days.
Okay. All right. That, you know, my sleep is a problem. Because I wasn't able to go through. All right.
No,
so,
yes, you should. You have time.
Okay. All right. So, it's 60 days. Yeah, see, that might be a problem because one of the main reasons leaving the company now, that he's with is due to the fraudulent of the medical insurance that they provided. So, all right, so 60 days from Monday.
Correct.
So is there an automatic package?
So,
I
don't know exactly how I don't know exactly how it works. But I know that once you complete the information, HR reviews it and submits it, so that way it could take effect from when. So it would take effect 60 days from his employment.
Okay, even if I don't have the paperwork over that first day, because I might need, because she sent me the different benefit packages,
mm-hmm.
But I was unable to go through them, to see. So say he starts on Monday and I don't pick the package or he don't pick the package for, a couple days as going through it, it'll still be effective from the first day to the 60 days.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So she just sent me that. First time of care, I'm going to call my coordinator. Yes, if you could just reach out to her again, and even if you want to put it in there, Ms. Flanagan said you called her yesterday. She's under the weather. She was unable to call you back, but we're interested. And now there's not going to be a problem, correct, with hours or anything, because I just want to make sure I'm making the right choice and not affecting anything.
No, as long as you send us those IDs that's needed, that's one of the most important things. And as long as he goes to his appointment, he should be fine. But those IDs I would need by today.
Okay, I'm going to actually get them for you. I'm going to send them right now, and I send them back to Monica.
Yeah, she should have sent you the confirmation. On that same text that she sent it to you, you can send it back to her, the IDs. I'll let her know that to be on the lookout for it.
Okay, all right, and then you guys will be in touch with me tomorrow about just the sign, but regardless, I'm just going to have him continue to sign in under his ID, his password, under whatever it's called, his clock-in computer, no matter what. As long as that's not missed, there will be no payday.
Yep, so he will continue, as we always say, let him continue doing exactly what he does. No change until we let you guys know we're starting on this day. Let him clock in and out how he usually does until then, which should be for Monday. Hopefully the authorization comes in then.
Okay.
If they say, just to give you a heads up, sometimes Keystone takes a little while. They may put in the authorization for Monday, and let's say we get it on Wednesday. It is totally fine. We will send him a timesheet so he can complete it for those days. But as long as the date on the authorization is dated on the 26th, there should not be any issues at all.
And that comes from my coordinator through Keisha, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And she should know what to do.
Correct. So they'll put in, like, say, for example, you say, I want to start on the 26th, and they put in, it goes through UM reviews it. UM is a little slow sometimes. So once we receive it, let's say, for example, he's supposed to start on Monday, but the authorization, we don't get it till Tuesday, it is perfectly fine. Well, he will get backdated and get paid for that day as long as we have all the documentation that he's compliant. That shouldn't be an issue.
And the main thing is just his current ID, his expired ID showing 2 years residency in Pennsylvania, his Social Security card,
and the TV and that he'll get tomorrow.
And he goes for that test tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And
no
I will
problem,
have you. over to you guys within the hour, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you, too. Of course, no problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.